Center Stage, original radio drama on Joy 94.9, proudly funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. We present Struggles of My Fluidity by Charlie Hopman.
From the moment we're brought into this world, we're taught who we're supposed to be. We're given our name, our nationality, our traits and our styles, and our gender identity. But what if they got it wrong?
Harriet! Get up, dear! You'll be late for school. Give me a dress so I can iron it.
I'm wearing pants today, Mum!
Harriet, dear, you're such a beautiful young girl, and it's such a shame to see you put it to waste dressing up as a boy. I gave birth to a daughter, Harriet. You were fine wearing the dress yesterday. Stop making such a big deal out of this and hand me a dress.
But I felt feminine yesterday. I'd always known I was different to everybody else in my life. Right from the very beginning, I'm living in a strange world, and I'm even stranger. Some days I feel masculine, and some days a lot more feminine. I shift between the two, sometimes staying in the middle. It frightened me at first. I wasn't sure what was wrong with me. So I told my mum, asking for her guidance. I used to be so naive. She didn't understand either, mistaking my emotions and my identity for a problem with puberty.
Harriet Jones, please take a seat.
Yes, sir.
Harriet, now you've been enrolled in this school for 3 years without any problems.
Yes, sir.
However, recently it's been brought to my attention through several teachers and even some students that you've had some misdemeanours with your uniform. Now, the school uniform policy states that female students must wear the plaid dress, hemmed just above the knee, with polished black shoes. Now, do you understand that, Harriet?
Well, yes, sir, but sometimes I just feel more comfortable wearing pants.
The uniform's been designed specifically for comfort, alongside looking like a respectable young lady. The dress, according to female staff and students, is quite comfortable.
But, sir, I'm not just referring to the physical comfort level. I just prefer dressing masculine sometimes.
Oh, look, Miss Jones, you're a young girl on a journey through self-exploration. It's called puberty. You're just confused. I can arrange for you to speak with a counsellor if you wish.
Oh, no, thank you, sir.
Okay, well, you can go, Harriet.
Everyone I speak to treats me as if I'm making this up for attention. I wouldn't lie about things like this. And I'm disappointed that the people in my life don't believe me. Everyone brushes it off when I tell them about it, as if it's nothing. Everyone wants me to be an eloquent, perfect little girl to make them proud.
Hey, honey, how's your day?
Fine, thanks.
Well, you know, I went shopping today and you would never guess who I saw at the plaza. Robert from the church. You know who I'm talking about. Anyway, we chatted for a while and he told me...
I can't seem to concentrate. On days like this, I feel like I'm living a massive lie, almost as if I'm hiding my true self from the whole world, presenting myself as something that I'm not. I feel like such a fake, like I'm wearing a costume, disguising myself from who everyone wants me to be. What would happen if they found out that's not who I really am? The very thought gives me chills. Am I an imposter? Or is it just puberty? As I've been told. Or am I just being dramatic after all?
So you know the church fete's coming up. Well, I thought I might make these slices and cakes, and I thought you might want to help me.
Excuse me, Mum. I'm just going to go lie down. I don't feel well.
Okay, dear.
I struggle to look at myself in the mirror on days like today. I see myself staring back at me, and it feels so surreal. That's not who I'm supposed to be. Although that's who I am. I can't change that. My appearance has been feminine since I was born, and although I'm not always comfortable with that, I can't really change it. It must sound crazy, attempting to shift between the two. The truth is, this isn't even about my appearance. Today, I just don't feel like Harriet. I feel like Harry. I want to be known as Harry. Maybe this isn't about being dramatic, or about trying to be different. And certainly, this isn't just my hormones talking. This is who I authentically am. Down to my DNA. It's in my veins. It's in my bones, in my mind, and in my heart. Maybe this is exactly who I am supposed to be, regardless of what people think. Their opinions are irrelevant because all that matters, truly, is that I'm comfortable within myself.
I'm completely crazy, aren't I?
And if, for now, I am the only person who believes me, at least that is one person out there who supports me. Me. And I will keep educating people and learning to be resilient. One day, the world will care. One day, the world will notice that they got it wrong. When my mother gave birth to a little girl, they got it wrong. Although on some days I'm able to fulfill their wish for having a perfect daughter, they were still wrong because on some days I am their son, their perfect son. They got it wrong.
This has been Centre Stage, an original production by Joy 94.9, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.